Hello, everyone. Nice to be joining you again. And I'd like to thank you for all your support on the Patreon that we've decided to begin with. What I want to say is that will go towards the content that we provide you on here. And it's a little bit of an extra for people who want to see it beforehand, before we put it out on here. So we hope you enjoy it. There will be more videos coming, obviously, other sorts of descriptions of things that my guide will bring through. Wouldn't mind him doing like a guided meditation, or like last time where he brought peace to you all and healing. And I think you all enjoy that. Just before I start, I just wanted to say about the art on the website. If you want to check out my website, elainethorpe.com, for the art content, we will be rearranging that a bit so I can put some new stuff on there, okay? So that'll give you a chance to see what you like. So now we're going to begin with the chants. Hopefully it'll be nice and peaceful for us and for you, and we hope you enjoy. Okay.
Hello, everyone. I am pleased to be joining you.
Hello, Jonathan.
Ah, good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon.
I am glad that you are here.
Thank you for joining us. Today, I wanted to ask a question, if that's okay.
That is absolutely fine, yes.
At a lot of the live shows we do, a lot of people do ask about God. And what I heard you gave some really enlightening descriptions about it. So what I wanted to ask you is, first of all, is there a God or a higher figure? And what is God?
I would say that there is a higher power, yes. It doesn't govern all as you might think. It is a source of energy that is all-encompassing, and that it exists within everything. So it is not necessarily existing in the physical of a building, but within. So it is within every person or everything that has a consciousness. So a little piece of what makes up every single thing of this world that is of survival, that is living and has that consciousness within, right down to the tiniest of insects, is a little essence of that all-encompassing God-like figure inside of it. Essence of energy, that is, seen as what would you see as a man in the chair that is governing you and pointing you to heaven or hell? It is not that sort of existence. It is like going to something that has all of the answers, you see, and it's the makeup of everything. So when you are standing in front of that as a presence, or being as a presence, that source of unconditional love can come in many guises, you see, and many guises of an existence of all-encompassing light and unconditional love. And so that guise could be something that you would expect to see. So if you are expecting to speak to some sort of godlike figure, then the presentation of what you would expect to see would be there. So for instance, for perhaps religious people that would expect to see a godlike figure, they are quite surprised at the fact that this godlike figure is sometimes presented as a guise that they would expect to see. So it can, an energy of that existence can present themselves as anything, you see, because anything is possible and everything is a thought, everything is consciousness. So when you are existing only within a consciousness state, you could see anything as you wanted to see it. So I would say to you, your God-like figure is not a figure as such, it is an encompassing existence of a source of love and all that exists. So the judgment and the looking at your life review is what you will all go through, because that is how you understand how you presented unconditional love in some ways in your life. You will see all your selfishnesses, any pain emotionally that you had caused people, you would experience and feel. So it doesn't mean to say that you're going into some sort of hell. You are sensing and knowing and feeling what they felt at the time. And if you are experiencing things that are good, you will see all of that as a life review. So when you come before that all-encompassing, powerful energy, you are seeing that. You are seeing your life and what you had achieved within it, and how happy that that presence of a being that you would expect to be there is, seeing that you are understanding that unconditional love is not always easy in human form. So you are not going to be judged by that. You see? It's not a being pointing a finger and saying, well, you will go to hell because you did wrong, you see. The soul makes the choice. The soul makes the choice as to whether it wants to be learning from something particularly negative or positive. And sometimes, as I have explained to you, that out of the negative comes the positive, and it is then greater appreciated. But this being that you have named and given an identification to over the existence of hundreds and hundreds of years or centuries is gone. You see, because you pray to all different types of gods that you see. In each culturalism, they have their own type of god, don't they? But there is only one existence of that, but several thoughts about it. So if you were going to say, well, then, you know, I will pray to a godlike statue that I believe is a god that is in existence in the heavens, and you will all have different presentations of that with different culturalisms. So therefore, it can come in many guises. How do you see? Different culturalisms present this godlike figure as a different guise. Do you see?
Yeah. Why do you feel we always look to God?
Because you look to something that you feel that has the answers to everything. But then there is the help from that existence. There is the intervening at points in time of that existence. And there is also the support from that existence, which is, again, all-encompassing. But the soul has made its choice to learn. And so that existence of the higher power will not necessarily intervene with that unless there has been a plan to. There may be something that you had needed to learn to go through that negative point in your life. And so therefore, the beautiful existence of that will stand back and let you learn from it. But if it is too much for you, then that existence will help and intervene at a point in time when it is meant to be happening.
Okay. And you've talked about moving up the realms in the afterlife, the lessons we learn here. Is that mainly to be get closer to that light?
Yes. You see, you get a moth, it bounces back against the light. And of course, it does that because the light gets hot, doesn't it? And it wants to get inside that light. And it is so attracted to it. It wants to become that light. And so it's a little bit like the soul. It's not to say that the light is hot for the soul, but in saying that the soul is similarity to that because it is attracted to the light and wants to become it, wants to embroil itself in so much light so that it does not need to any longer incarnate here on the earth, wants to become that light, wants to be part of it, but is part of it, but will come back here time and time again to learn many more things about this form of unconditional love. And will work its way through the realms of spirit. So no one is necessarily seen as higher or lower than another because you are all as one consciousness, but will work their way through the realms.
And changes for the soul when it does work its way to the higher realms?
What changes is the fact that mostly, if a soul is going to go right up to that point in light, it will become pure existence of light, so there is no taintedness within it. And so that source of light will choose to perhaps work as a guide from spirit, or work as a healer, or help other souls connect with their counterparts in this world, you see. So there is much to be done, and it is endless.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us today, Jonathan.
Yes, you are perfectly welcome. So you see, even us as guides do not always have all of the answers because our souls are progressing on the other side. They're doing it in a different way. I have chosen to do it this way by helping Elaine on her journey, and we are working alongside each other. But you can call this empowerment, whatever you like, you see, in a nice way, of course, but you would have your own existence or your own belief of it, and it does exist, you see. So you never feel like you are alone, because you don't have to be thinking that you are alone. You always have the love of spirit, the love of what you call God, you see. The reason why I named that existence as God is because in my lifetime I would have been a Christian, so it's become habitual that you would name that existence as God, and most of those religions do. So it is just an identification. You have nothing to worry about. Just think of it as an energy. Well, I will leave you to get along with your day, and I will speak to you again soon. We send our blessings to you all.
Thank you.